still trying to find a diplomatic solution. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If Russia makes a choice to further invade Ukraine, we are jointly ready and all of NATO is ready.
President Biden, after meeting with Germany's leader, again warning of severe economic punishment, France's leader has had even more direct talks. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
And Dave, French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting Ukraine today after a five-hour meeting with Russia's leader in Moscow.
Une discussion qui a permis d'enclencher une série de propositions.
At a news conference overnight, Macron said a number of propositions had emerged from his talks with Vladimir Putin. He said the coming days would be crucial in efforts to defuse tensions over Ukraine. Putin said the talks were substantive.
Вы хотите воевать с Россией?
But he also repeated a threat of possible war if Ukraine was to join NATO. Dave?
Simon, several Democratic-led states are easing COVID mask mandates.
We can responsibly take this step given the continuing drop in new cases and hospitalizations.
Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey, California, Connecticut, and Delaware will also lift mandates, but school districts could keep them in place for kids. The federal judge has ordered the Air Force to pay $230 million to victims of the 2017 mass shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas.
Personnel had failed to report Devin Kelly's assault of his wife and stepson to a national criminal database. He'd been convicted of the assault while in the service. Reporting his record would have prevented him from purchasing guns from a licensed dealer. Kelly went on to purchase several firearms and used them in the shooting. 26 people were killed and 22 others were injured.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A manhunt in Washington State's over. Police last night tracked the accused gunman in a grocery store shooting in Richland. He was found on a highway.
The officers who located the victims quickly began life-saving measures. Unfortunately, however, one of the victims was obviously deceased.
That's the acting police chief. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Days after a U.S. military raid in Syria killed the leader of ISIS, a new terror threat assessment.
The latest National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin from DHS is the fifth since January of last year, and it replaces the bulletin that was expiring. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying in a statement, DHS remains committed to proactively sharing timely information and intelligence about the evolving threat environment with the American public. The U.S. is still in a heightened threat environment. DHS says conditions underlying the threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, but factors like the spread of misinformation online by foreign and domestic actors, continued calls for violence against American infrastructure and other targets, and calls by foreign terrorist organizations to attack the U.S. have increased the volatility, unpredictability, and complexity of the threat environment. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
States are in the middle of rewriting congressional maps after the 2020 census, and that's led to various court challenges, like in Alabama.
Republican hopes of holding six of Alabama's seven House seats improved Monday when the Supreme Court overruled a lower court order that the state redraw its congressional districts. A three-judge lower court had ruled the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting black voters by not creating a second district representing their population. The Supreme Court will at a later date decide whether the map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature violates the Voting Rights Act, but likely won't affect elections in the state until 2024. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
At the Winter Olympics, American figure skater Vincent Zhou has COVID, so the medal contender will miss upcoming events. Zhou helped the U.S. win silver in a team competition, one of four American medals so far at the Winter Games, all silver. Russia leads a medal count with eight. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed like markets overseas after yesterday when the Dow gained 1 point, but the Nasdaq dropped 82. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.